So the journey from Abbeyfield Road, my father ran out of money, so we finished up at Parton Cross in an all-electric flat on Buchanan Road. So just temporarily, the Pitsmoor journey had finished, but I had a rich bag with me, if you like, and I made one of the most momentous decisions in my life at that juncture, because I felt ready for it, felt ready for stretching my legs, and I went to work down the pit from £2.14 a week to £13 a week guaranteed. It was paradise. It was rock and roll starting off. It was the teddy boy suit. It was learning how to drink. And of course women, you know, because you've got the money.
And which, which pit did you work at?
It was a place called Thorpe Hesley.
Oh, yes.
Just outside of Rotherham. And the people there were wonderful. They treat me like a spoilt brat, which I was. I always got the impression that Lord Robins, in his wisdom, put my deputy underground in place of my father. And that man's name was Alan Stacey. And whenever I'd misdemean or anything like that underground, he'd hit me with a stick, which you were allowed to do under the I think Coal Mines and Quarries Act or something like that. And they were wonderful. They took every little bit of snobbery out of me. I mean, I was breastfed on socialism, but I thought myself a cut above most other people. First day down, after I'd done my mining training at Thorpe Hesley, I wore a collar and tie. I kid you not.
Down the mine?
Yes, and my boots, I had all the white paint on my toe caps buffed off, so they shone as if they'd been polished, which of course they had been. And I presented myself in pit bottom, and up shambled this fella in a railwayman's waistcoat and riding breeches and boots, and we eyed each other up. And I thought, common working class tyke, uneducated. He looked at me and thought, spoilt brat, you know. And he said, right, what's the name? I am Scarborough J643. He went, right, 643. Rubbing his tongue on his pencil, and then says, I'll tell you what, we called it Filey, it's easier to spell. And that was the beginning. Chop, 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 chop. They were splendid. They were splendid. There were two sorts of miners. There were young lads off at estate, you know, Parson Cross was the nearest one, I think, and the old miners, who, when we were dashing off to work, because you couldn't get to work fast enough, and you were bowed down as well. It was only about, even in the roadways, it was only about 5 foot high. And the old miners would say, slow down, while we're marching, we're not fainting. You know, and it was almost like listening to somebody out of the First World War on the way to the front. I had 4 years underground, and I was lucky in that it was in the old way of, the what they call the handfill, which is pick and shovel, and a 9-pound hammer. And I grew up down the pit.